these days, the cargo that comes in on the ships that head overseas is steel, generally, which gets offloaded quickly, or finished goods, you know, giant Bucyrus or P&H cranes going to mines in Asia will go through the Port of Milwaukee, and they can be loaded relatively quickly. And, you know, as they say, time is money. When a ship's in port, it's not making money. So they try to load it and get it back underway as quickly as possible. What that means is that ships aren't sitting at the dock as long as they used to.
You and I are standing just outside of really what is a historic building to the Port of Milwaukee, no longer used for the purpose that it was many years ago, and that was as a club for visiting sailors. They had a small library at one time and basically a place to hang out, I guess.
Right. This is Milwaukee's point of welcome for seamen who would come from all over the world. You know, they'd get off the ships, and in a past era, you know, they'd been out of communication with the rest of the world for weeks, you know, sometimes even longer. And when they arrived in Milwaukee, they would make a dash for the phone to call their relatives back in Europe or Asia or Africa. Nowadays, you know, there's a satellite phone on board the ship. There's an internet connection on board the ship, so they stay much more in touch. There's not that frantic drive. They'd also come and you know, have lots of questions. What can I see here? What can I buy in Milwaukee? You know, there was an era where someone from Asia would come in and want to buy blue jeans and take them back to their home country. Well, of course, nowadays, all that same merchandise is available worldwide, so there's not a drive to buy the same kinds of products necessarily here in Milwaukee.
Are sailors even getting into the city or seeing the sights then to any degree as they used to?
The liaison through the Seamen's Club doesn't exist the same way, but you know, they're still curious, so they'll call a cab, and they may go shopping or they may see a sight or two in Milwaukee. But also, you know, these days with greater demands on workers, a lot of the workers who are on board the ship are also now actively involved in supervising the loading of that ship. So they have less free time than they used to. Not only are the times of the ship in port shorter, but the demands on the sailors are greater.
One other thing, as we're speaking about the Seamen's Club, it was fairly recently that really one of the linchpins to how things were done down here died, and that was Father Frank Sanfilippo. He was kind of like the port chaplain.
Well, he was more than the port chaplain. Father Frank was the connection that sailors had to the outside world. He was someone who would say Mass, but he'd also give them advice and provide a connection to things that were happening here in Milwaukee. And, you know, made this place a friendly reception for a place where sailors were received happily and well and, you know, found entertainment and solace and encouragement. You can imagine a sailor coming off a ship who hadn't stood on dry land for weeks, coming to a strange location and meeting a great guy like Father Frank. You know, it made Milwaukee an attractive destination for sailors.